from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Now, Trent Williams is out of sight, out of mind. Brandon Ayuk's there. What's the difference? Here's what Matt Barrows had to say, Goo.
There were a couple instances where Brandon Ayuk is out there. He's watching from the sideline. And John Lynch kind of walks over and either kind of takes him to the spot where John watches practice. Or in one instance, I watched this, he kind of takes him all the way back into the team headquarters. So, I mean, I guess that could be a sense that they'd rather have him out of sight when he's around. The other part of it is that there's this ridiculous notion that he arrived with a neck and a back issue, and that's why he's not practicing, not because of any contract. That's officially why he's not practicing. So maybe that's what's annoying Shanahan, that if you're here, if you're healthy, if we're dealing with all sorts of real injuries at wide receiver, and they are, you know, you ought to be back out here. You're under contract. You should be practicing with your team.
That's interesting to me.
Neck, my neck and my back. Wow, man. I mean, there's just no way his ass would be out there practicing with this stalemate that they're at. Like, but in a possible trade, if that's real, and it seems like it's really real, like a possibility.
Well, ostensibly, he's not practicing right now because of a neck and a back. That's what Matt Barrows was saying. The official reason is.
Well, and it also sounds like Kyle Shanahan feels the same way from that comment that Mark Schlereth did a week ago when you were outside. He came on and Stinkin' Truth podcast, courtesy of Odyssey. But he said basically it's chicken bleep what Ayuk is doing. Either hold out or show up and practice. And I think that's where Kyle Shanahan might be peeved, is if you're going to hold out, then just hold out.
Right.
But if you're going to be around,
don't be a sideshow.
Be on the field.
Yeah.
And that, actually taking it a step further, because I think you're right on the money, is That's why if Ayuk's overstanding with the receivers, talking, laughing, just there, even just being there, it does explain why John Lynch would be like, hey, Brandon, come over with me. Watch with me. How come? Because we don't want you around the players right now. You ain't playing.
Well, trade me.
No, get healthy. 888-957-9570. All this fascinating stuff that is coming out, I do think it all means something. And the funny thing is the hug talked about around the world last week, right? Maybe it did mean something. Maybe it did irk Shanahan.
And he was messing with him.
Maybe. Maybe. Let's go to Matt. Matt's in Sunnyvale. Hey, Matt, how you doing, man?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Just wanted to jump in again on this Ayuk talk, man. Yeah, so if the reports that are coming out are that Pittsburgh lowballed San Francisco, you've got to keep him here. If it's a third rounder, I mean, they're all grown men, right? I mean, they all know it's a business. There's nothing personal. I think BA wants to be here, and San Francisco wants BA. I think there's a good relationship outside of these contract talks. If they end up having to franchise tag him, or at least a non-exclusive franchise tag him, and he signs the offer sheet somewhere else, they're going to get two first-round picks anyways for him at the end of next season. So there's no way you got to sell low here. I think you got it. And if he doesn't like it, I mean...
I got mad on Monday because people were using adjectives to describe Brandon Ayuk, saying he was being immature and this and that, and I was fired up on social media. Who cares? But I was like, that's not fair. But now I'm doubling back to if New England really offered this man $32 million to play football from the 14, and you don't want to go, then I'm starting to lose ammunition on having your back in regard, well, son, what do you want? You can't have everything. So does he want $32 million or $30 million in a Niner uniform and get Justin Jefferson targets? Well, let me tell you something, son. Pull up a chair. Life does not work like that. And obviously the Niners don't feel like he's worthy of the $30 million from them if that's what he's asking. I guess, Donnie, I don't know what's going to make Brandon happy. I thought I knew, and he would be a Patriot if it was just about the chicken.
Yeah, it seems
good
like that.
Lord, what you can't have it all.
The other thing with a Patriots report is I'm not like, okay, let's say the Patriots, the report is they were willing to pay Ayuk 32.
Why would they? Okay.
Well, they still, so they're, you said, why would they pay him 32? I'll take it a step further. Why would they pay him 32 and give up something?
Oh, right. I would, man.
So it's not, they, like, I'm skeptical of, they had a deal with the Patriots, but Brandon said no. I'm not convinced the 49ers were ready to accept a trade, the compensation for what they were getting for IU.
So it goes back to team and players seem like they don't want to part ways.
Maybe.
And they keep saying it's about the compensation, but starting in a crazy way, maybe they need was that Samuel Jackson, the negotiator? They need somebody in between.
Parag Marate.
Well, you got to get busy.
Oh, he's been busy all summer running Manchester or Leeds.
They haven't talked since May.
Well, that's because he's...
They need to be on
English,
the phone last night.
English Premier League starting soon. Right, Spadone? It's coming up real soon. Let's go to Herm.
By the way, technically, Kevin Spacey was the negotiator. He was negotiating with Sam Jackson.
It's just a...
No, we can fight right now.
I'm not going to fight.
He was
I don't
in
know.
The movie Bucket
fight with
Cam.
Him. No. You fight with him. I have no idea.
He was in the movie.
I'm out of this one.
I didn't.
No, he was in the movie.
Yeah, I didn't say negotiator played by. I said Samuel Jackson was in that movie. Yeah, count it, Spadone.
Say it to Evan. Say it to his face. Herm Edwards coached John Sally.
Brandon Ayuk.
And hey, Herm, I know you're not an NFL coach anymore, but what do you think about a hold in versus a hold out?
So you got to know your players, and you got to protect them from yourself. Because every guy, when they hold out, being around watching, it's not like practice. I've always said this about football. The grass knows when your football cleats have not been there. You can't lie to the grass with your shoes. Your cleats know. And when you don't practice, this is a game of practice, this football thing. Because think about it. You practice more than you play. You play 17 games. You practice 3 or 4 days a week. Are you kidding me? So, you know, you have to be a part of that. And when you're not, you can say, well, I can go out there. No, you can't. Because physically, you're not ready to do that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Mentally, you might be. So this is where you have to be very careful. You got to give them spurts. You know, you just got to play them a little bit here and give them a little rest, play them a little bit here until they get in football condition.
Thanks. That's Herm Edwards, courtesy of the
grass is alive, Tony. That's a mind.
River Islands guest line.
The grass.
Is it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and where is it? It's in Lathrop.
I love me some Herm.
707 coming down Evans Road.
Uh-oh.
And everybody thinks Evans got the highest percentage of being correct.
My boy Tone loves him some Evans.
Sam Jackson's character was also a negotiator, according to the 707. Again,
I just want the people to
I'm a conduit. I'm a conduit. I'm not involved.
I knew it. I just was like,
Evan?
Yeah.
He's going to Google.
I love it.
He's a member of the force. Spacey was the one they called him to negotiate the situation.
And that movie's been made like 12 times.
Count
man.
The bucket.
By the way, you know that Horses Behind from Jersey Shore still refers to himself as the situation?
I've never watched that guy. The episode.
Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
No. Reality TV is not my forte.
Yeah.
You don't remember the situation and Schnucky? You don't remember?
I can't believe
Schnucky.
You watched it.
I had to watch it. There's nothing that gave New Jersey more of a bad name than the show Jersey Shore. It was a farce. It was unrealistic. It wasn't even close to what the New Jersey Shore is really
wow.
like. And quite frankly, I was sick of it.
But that's where the money's at now, Steiny. Reality TV. The Kardashians.
Somebody wants to know, hey, Goo, I'm going to double your salary as a radio personality right now, but we need you to go to Alaska to do the show. Are you doing it? Fairbanks isn't bad. We're not going to send you to Nome. That's really northern Alaska.
All right, I wouldn't go. It wouldn't be worth it.
I've been watching a show called Below Zero. It's about life in the bush. They follow three. Stop.
I can hear
stop.
Phrasing.
Crack the mics, but don't eat that. That laugh had to be heard.
So, They have a couple who lives in a place called Eagle, which is like 100 miles south of the Arctic Circle.
Oh, my gosh. Why?
Then they got this one dude who lives in Norvik, which is right at the Arctic Circle. And then they have this woman who works at a supply station in, I think it was called Kavika. And
what are they
she's
doing?
Alone like 8 months a year.
Why?
Because it's a supply station. It's a weather station.
But why are we filming it? Who because does that interest?
I'm fascinated by it. It is
my
unbelievable.
Goodness, why? That's
because
all
because it's fascinating. These people are
what
living.
Part? No life. No friends. No action. No happy
That's
hour.
That's what's fascinating. They live in the Arctic.
Yeah, well, there is a bush. Yeah.
That was forever.
for those that don't know, and then for the others who are infantile.
That's 98%.
In Alaska, if you don't live in Fairbanks or you don't live in Juneau and you live outside those cities, they call it living in the bush.
Hmm.
Well, you guys, I can't keep doing shows.
I did it last week.
What did you do last week?
I took some heat for my lexicon. It's just like, can we grow up? Even at the summit. Remember the summit.
Rogers and
what
Santa.
What was that?
What, the summit?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Remember I had a friend.
Go to Roger.
Oh.
Let's go to Roger in Santa Rosa.
Roger.
Hey, what's going on, guys? First time calling. I've just been hearing you guys talk about Alaskans a lot.
And Roger, you've got to call back.
Got that Alaska
I will put
connection.
You right on, because I've got a big soft spot for Santa Rosa, as you all know, who followed my career religiously. That's where I started my Bay Area
the
journalism career. Thank you.
Roger.
That's true, 707. The woman who lives in the Arctic Circle has her foxes. She's got pet foxes.
Back to the Niners, but I got to give you this. If you, Evan, and Spadoni, I asked all three of you, get one guess.
Yeah.
How many films has the great Samuel Jackson appeared in? What would your answer be? The closest wins. And that's starting to take 10
wins
minutes.
Wins what?
Just don't matter. You get. Come on. You like trivia.
62.
All right, Evan?
110.
Spadoni?
Just shout out a number. It doesn't matter.
50.
Evan wins 100 on the dot.
Cameos
the
don't button. Count.
One team by did he have Evan, the winner. How many, 62.
How many did he have a line in?
See, that's the beauty of you. He's had a line in everyone. Anyway,
check
100.
His IMDb page.
And he was he talked to people off the ledge in that movie. I had it right.
Gotcha.
No, you did.
Yeah. Evan.
Dude, somebody's saying from the 307, find out where the 307 is. What if that is Alaska?
I want to say Florida.
He says, Goo, Alaska is awesome. You're a hunter. You can double what you make now. And the taxes, there are none. You got to go, man.
It's Wyoming.
Yeah, I'm out.
It's not Wyoming.
307 is Wyoming.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Rick's in Sunnyvale. Hey, Rick, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going well.
Hey, I just got a quick question. I mean, it's pretty clear that the Niners didn't go in all in for this season. If they did, they would have paid Ayuk and Trent and just said, you know, we'll deal with everything else that happens after this coming season. When we pay Brock, we're going to have not as good of a cast either way. So I don't know why they didn't just go all in. And just go for one last ride.
You know what? I think that's a fair question.
But are we at the last? Go ahead, partner.
Well, no, but
are
I
we
think
at the last dance? What are we talking about?
But to me, the caller has a point. What all in would mean to me is you pay these guys whatever.
You get them
all,
in camp.
All in is they're here. All in
Hello?
Would be they're paid and here.
Yes.
So
they're not.
Right. So
if Purdy's getting 65 and nobody wants to quorum with, like, that's just, well, that's what we're acting like.
Well, we don't know that yet. That's pushed down. Like, that has, to me, I mean, Purdy's money's relevant to what you can pay these guys this year, but I think he's hit what the caller's saying is even if Brandon Ayuk starts practicing next week and Trent shows up for the opener, you didn't go all in because. Going all in would have meant those guys were here right off the bat, getting the work in they should at the start of the season, start a training camp, and even by paying them, although it's late, you hurt yourself just like you did with Bosa last year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.